All right, so this is a top question for marketers everywhere. What type of content is best for social media? Well, I'm going to make some assumptions and say what type of content is best to promote my business, where should I put it, what should I say, and how should I use it? So those are the questions that I'm going to answer in this episode. Welcome to the Content Toolbox Podcast, intended to equip and encourage experienced business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Jen Neal, entrepreneur, coach, active business owner, tech lover and nerd, and founder of the Content Activation Method. Now enough of this, let's get to the good stuff. All right, hi, I am Jen Neal, and if you are new here, I help online businesses get more leads and traffic using the content that they have already created. If that sounds interesting to you at all, be sure to subscribe to our channel and check out my other videos where I've talked about plenty of other topics. Okay, so let's start with video. I have already said that video is the most amazing place to start with your repurposing from. However, video is fantastic to use in multiple different places, especially short videos. Some of the big ones are the social story platforms. So think like Facebook stories, Instagram stories, TikTok, YouTube shorts. Those are great places to use little tiny snippets. And I tell you what, my team gets on me all the time to make sure that I am still posting content out on stories. And I have this mental hangup about remembering to create a story. So I actually set some timers on my calendar. And you know what's really funny? Literally, a story video is 15 seconds. It does not take that long. It takes literally 15 seconds or less to create a quick little video and just be like, hey, this is how I feel about this. Or this is what's happening today. Or, oh my gosh, that's disgusting. I can't believe this just happened, right? It's a great place to vent. And think of this, after just today, they're gone, right? Out of the stories. It's a great place to warm up. So what other kinds of things can you talk about in your videos? Well, here are some awesome ways to start. This that you're listening to is our podcast. We start this from video. So if you're not watching this on YouTube, know that you can go and watch every single episode. You can also do amazing shout outs about employees or customers, showcase a case study, share behind the scenes of you getting ready for an upcoming launch, share behind the scenes of how you're putting together new promotional content. The behind the scenes information all helps people feel like they align with your values and that they understand who you are so that they are more likely to know, like, and trust you. So while you're looking at the types of videos that you can do, don't forget also about live streaming. Live streams are awesome, great for engagement and perception of people thinking that you're everywhere all the time. You can also share stats. If you look at curated market stats of what's happening out there, that other people have done those research, use those stats, give them credit, but use those stats, right? Share company news or industry news, anything that's happening in your world. Those are all things that you can share, and people love their stats and quotable quotes that they can turn around and repeat. So keep that in mind. In fact, here's a stat for you from Sprout Social. 54% of marketers believe that video is the most valuable form of content for getting results on social media. So there you go. 54% say video is the way to go. So I am curious, what kinds of videos are you posting right now for your business? And what kind of engagement are you seeing? Post it in the comments below. I'd love to hear what's going on. Speaking of other videos, one that I absolutely love and kept coming across in my research for this episode is Vanessa Lau. She has a video on how to find top content ideas for social media marketing, and she's got some really great ideas, so make sure that you check out her video as well. So here are the other three topics that I managed to identify and some ways that you can use these in your business. All right, so one of the biggest things that we want to do when we're creating content for social media is we want to find a way to connect with your audience. That's ultimately what we're after. So I have a few ways here that are very simple. you can actually use these to make sure that you're building that story that's creating that emotional connection with your audience. So we already talked about sharing the behind the scenes. That part is so important. The unpolished, the things that go on behind the scenes. And those are the things that really people feel like they totally resonate with. So take that a step further. Go into a customer journey, go into an employee journey and share what's actually happening behind the scenes. Why is your staff member finishing college? Why are they feeling like they want to better themselves? Like, share that information and share the wins and the struggles. You can also share fun things from your personal life. If you have animals and kids that are doing fun things, vacation, and even the crappy, weird things that happen. I know one time I was running back and forth filming here in between here and our shop, and it was cold outside, and I totally slipped and fell, and I broke equipment. I Supermaned all over the place, scraped up everything, and I did a story about it, and people still talk about that to this day. It's crazy. Talk about your favorite cause, things that you are passionate about. How are you giving back to your community, or what things are you doing? And don't make it an all about me, oh, I'm so great, but really just talk about your passion and why you think that that's important and what you're doing. Okay, how about an event that you attended, a virtual event or a live event? Share what happened there and your key takeaways, things that you are reading, that you're currently digesting and using to feed your brain. What's your take on them? What are some of your big takeaways, and how are you reprocessing that in your brain? Share things like Q&As and customer testimonials, and make sure you give those shout outs and share what's going on behind the scenes. These are all things that you can do that connect with your audience when you're sharing that passion. Remember, emotion connects us to people, and people feel that emotional connection when you're telling a story. So get creative in the ways that you are telling those stories and the topics that you're talking about. Number three, interactive content. So our customers really want to feel like they're being treated like a human, like there's somebody responding back. Even if the form of responding back is just a method that they put something in and they get results back. What I mean by this is things like quizzes, surveys, polls, because we feel like we've all contributed to this thing. And then all of a sudden, like there's all these other hundreds of people that have contributed, and we're part of something bigger. So creating that interactive content is amazing. Okay, in terms of all other kinds of interactive content, you can also use infographics or the slides that you have created for a external presentation. Share those slides on SlideShare. Turn them into an infographic. Create contests that will engage your audience and get people excited to win something for themselves. If it fits for your business, create some form of an interactive calculator or even a calculator type spreadsheet that you can give away. That's an excellent opt-in idea, right? Take those slides that you have, put them on SlideShare. Turn some of the slides or some of your quotes or something juicy into an animated GIF. Did you know when you create an animated GIF using a service like Giphy, it actually lives out in the world and other people out there can find yours based on a keyword and continue to use it? So make sure you got your branding in there. And finally, remember when you're telling stories, we're creating interactive content. I keep talking about creating stories and talking about stories and sharing stories. One of the big things that you can do is remember that Epiphany Bridge script, right? That is you telling the journey of something you ran into, how you overcame that, and what life looks like on the other side. That is the transformation that everybody goes through in some way, and guaranteed the struggle that you have is the same struggle that somebody else out there has. So sharing that story will absolutely resonate with people and attract them to you. So that is interactive content. We definitely want to make sure we're doing that. And then finally, the fourth type is educational content. Educational content is the content that most of us start with. And absolutely, it can be super engaging. If you think about things like podcasts and webinars And all of those things where people are showing up and listening and engaging, if you're speaking from stage, you're doing a masterclass, even a live stream, those things can all work. Remember the content that goes into it, especially if you're sharing stories, people will tend to engage more. But remember that it's still people you're talking to. Don't go super into teacher mode. Be a real person, be engaging, and share your personality. Be funny. Have fun and actually just lighten up and let it go. That is going to help you create a much better educational platform than just standing up there teaching and not sharing any real personality. So what's the moral of all this? We talked about educational content. We talked about interactive content. We talked about connecting with your audience and all of it starting from video. What really, really matters there is use video, repurpose that, and when you're creating that video, think outside the box. It's not just about you talking about what you do as a business, but talk about why and who else is involved and what's going on behind the scenes and create ways for people to engage and feel like they're nurtured along the way. That's it. Those are the best ways to create the most engaging content for social media. So, if you're curious about how well your content is engaging or how you could make it engage better, some small shifts or tweaks that you could do, apply to be a guest on our Content Quickies show. On there, I will let you have an opportunity to share your experience, and we are going to look at your content together. I'm going to give you some actionable items that you can go away to see how that is going to improve your overall engagement on social media. So make sure that you check out contentquickies.com to apply for a guest spot. And if you like this video, make sure that you subscribe to the channel and hit that notification bell so that you are notified every time we come out with another new amazing video, and leave your comments below. Go check out contentquickies.com to apply, and I will see you on the next episode.